Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dozens of Democrats from the Texas House of Representatives ran away from the state on Monday in an attempt to prevent quorum and block new voting integrity laws. Instead of attending a special legislative session, the Texas House Democrats are in Washington, D.C. to delay the vote as long as they can. President Biden responds to thousands of Cubans taking to the streets to protest their government's failure to provide the most basic of items.
Folks, I want to start by recognizing the remarkable protests that are taking place in Cuba. The Cuban people demanding their freedom from an authoritarian regime. And I don't think we've seen anything like this protest in a long time.
Amnesty International said in a statement Monday that it received reports of excessive use of force after thousands of people demonstrated against the communist government across Cuba on Sunday. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
A very rare side effect is emerging from the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Food and Drug Administration has issued a warning about a rare side effect from one COVID vaccine. The FDA said Monday it was investigating 100 reported cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare neurological disorder. Patients reported developing this syndrome after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The agency said it was updating its material for the vaccine to note an association between the shot and GBS, but says a causal relationship can't be established with the preliminary data. The 100 cases reported were among more than 12.5 million doses administered.
Charlie Robinson, best known for his role in the NBC sitcom Night Court, has died.
Well, I'll just have to dip into my private stash.
Thank you, Mac. I'm sure at this point nobody will care this single ply.
Mr. Robinson was 75 when he died Sunday at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center in California. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
President Biden is starting to recognize the spike in violent crime across America.
We know there are some things that work, and the first of those that works is stemming the flow of firearms used to commit violent crimes. Our strategy provides including funding for law enforcement through the American Rescue Plan for states, cities, and to be able to hire police and pay them overtime in order to advance community policing.
Congressman James Comer, the Kentucky Republican, tells Fox News the proposals by the president is not going to be enough to win against violent crime.
No, this has been an issue that's plagued all of the Democrat Party over the last 12 months. This is an issue that I think Americans are outraged by. Crime is on the rise. The Democrats have had the absolute wrong position with respect to law enforcement, and we're seeing the consequences of that in the areas where they have called for defunding the police. These are the areas where we've seen a massive increase in crime. So now Joe Biden's finally getting the memo. He's trying to lead his party, but his party's in every direction on this issue. I hope that our country can realize that we have to have law enforcement to combat crime. We need to respect law enforcement, and obviously we need to fund our law enforcement.
The Stanley Cup will unfortunately be leaving Tampa Bay for a few days. In a bit of humor, the Stanley Cup will be traveling to Montreal for repairs. There's no word on how the cup became damaged. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Also good to have the one and only, no baloney, we're talking James Herzen. Yes, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst joins us now. Hey, James, how we doing?
Hey, doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Not sure if you caught Donald Trump's 90 Minutes speaking engagement and a reminder to all of America what made America great, what will make America great again. And there is no doubt that, you know, the elocutions of the left who have said that Donald Trump is all but dead and gone have been merely exaggerated, haven't they?
Well, if they can help it, they want to get rid of him. And I think part of it is the amazing fortitude that this man has. And I think that's been inspiring for those that are able to catch him because, you know, I understand the speech was carried on C-SPAN. Mm-hmm. You know, it was on a number of streaming places, but he doesn't have the coverage that he used to have. But the fact that he's still standing, the fact that he is unafraid inspires people, and they're unafraid as well. Mm-hmm. But the people that are afraid of him, of course, are the Democrat Party because they know that he will defeat them. And he seems to still have the fire in the belly and want to engage both in the midterm elections that are upcoming. And I, you know, it sure seems like a sure bet that he's going to win. He won the straw poll at CPAC. And
right.
So, and I note, in, you know, a theme that you and I have been talking about is a theme that he brought up. Mm-hmm. And that was that we're talking about good versus evil. Mm-hmm. As we look out into the world and we see evil's taken its mask off.
Yes.
And we see the kind of really, truly wickedness, wicked behavior that which is truly biblical in its scope. I mean, the fact is, when the Lord walked the earth, he told us that there would come a time where it would be like the days of Noah.
Mm, yes.
And in the days of Noah, what happened on the earth, according to Scripture, is that there was wickedness. There was all kinds of sexual impurity. There was profanity, violence, and crime. And the level of the wickedness and the targeting of children, to me, it's just the ultimate sign.
Yes.
And so I do think we're in a battle of good and evil, and it's just an intense time for repentance, for prayer, for getting right with God, because you know, we have to do everything we can as individuals to strengthen our bodies and our minds and make the right decisions in order to protect ourselves and our family, especially when it appears as though, you know, crime is on the rise and police are being defunded or being subverted. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's important, but the most important really isn't our body and our mind. It's our soul. Mm-hmm. And we have to make sure that our souls are saved and those all around us, that their souls are saved. And that's mm-hmm. that's our number one concern at this time. If we focus on that, the others take care of themselves.
Well, James, I want people to really discern this. What we're talking about, when we talk about good and evil is bipartisan, okay? This isn't a political thing. You may find yourself, you know, acting out evil behavior, and maybe, and it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat. All we're saying is that, look, you need to be aware that evil is abounding. And it comes in all forms and fashion, and it's not necessarily, I don't want to necessarily point out an individual just because we disagree with them, you know, politically, that suddenly they're evil. I mean, evil behavior is evil behavior. That's what needs to be called out. And certainly it is on display, as you said. This is one thing that we can be thankful for Donald Trump. Donald Trump seems to be a catalyst to unveil evil behavior in our country, and we need to be able to call it out. Now, cancel culture has been blocking that. Big tech has been blocking it. We have been ignoring the truth, and I appreciate your sincerity and your heart in calling this out, because really, you know, the onus is on us as individual responsible citizens of this great American idea to stand for that which is good and to be able to call out evil for what it is.
No, absolutely. And, you know, communism is evil. In its manifestation, it has resulted in the death of more than 100 million human beings. And what communism, the founding fathers of communism, the writings of communism, every single communist regime does the same thing. It attempts to destroy religion, religious values, morals, the traditional family, the notion of marriage, the idea of masculine warrior men, and the list goes on and on. But mm-hmm. basically, get those out of the way. I mean, Karl Marx was clear in his writings that those things stand in the way of
exactly.
the utopia that we want to set up. And what they use as a construct, which also is very biblical, is that this is for the common good. And this is for peace. And this is for world peace. Add to the list national sovereignty and the notion of the nation state, which globalists have written for decades, no, even centuries, that the nation state is a thing of the past. Strobe Talbot wrote that. The idea of globalism is out of the closet, and globalists are meeting not as much in secret. Their documents are exposed, and they seek all of those same things. They're aligned with the communists. Mm-hmm. So what we're seeing today is a very strange kind of camaraderie between corporate entities controlled by billionaires and the far-left radicals. And I guess, if we're using precise political science definitions, when corporate entities, corporate power aligns with government power to create tyrannical governments, that's fascism. That's
yes.
the definition of fascism.
Exactly.
But it doesn't matter what we call it. We know for sure it's un-American. And anyone that dares to call it out gets the cancel culture. Like, amazingly, because I live and work in Hollywood, I wrote a piece about Chris Pratt this year.
I'll tell you what. Let's pick that up because we got to go to break. I don't want to stop you in mid-sentence here, but forgive me. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As the Tide Ministry continues broadcasting the gospel throughout Albania, our local ministry partners are reaching out to bless listeners. A woman named Kola recently shared how the Tide Albanian radio pastor and the program he records in her language have helped her feel peace throughout her struggle with leukemia. Pastor Clody donated much-needed blood to Kola and stayed by her side to pray with and comfort her. He also gifted her with a radio so she could listen to the Tide broadcast to learn more about Jesus. Kola says that the gospel messages helped make her pain easier. And since being in the hospital, she has prayed to God and put her faith in Jesus. To read more edifying stories like Kola's and find out what you can do to help the Tide Ministry reach more Albanians for Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
With the American, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. And that's our commitment to you. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. James Hurston, New York Times best-selling author and legal analyst, continues with us. James, you started to talk about Chris Pratt before we had to go to break abruptly. I apologize. But pick up your story. Go ahead.
Chris Pratt in Hollywood has clout. And the reason he does is because he may be the most successful or one of the most successful actors in Hollywood today, highest paid, biggest earnings. started out on TV, did a lot of drama in various film roles, but mainly his power comes from that he's involved in some major franchises, very popular, Guardians of the Galaxy, Jurassic World, and the Avengers movie. Also is a child favorite with the Lego movie and others. Mm-hmm. And so this guy just got fed up. Even though he works in wokeness land in Hollywood, he got fed up with the people that are constantly denigrating America, and particularly, you know, the military. And so he basically spoke out using his Instagram account, and he said, he pointed out that it was the American armed forces that have altered the course of the world for the better. He went back and said, look, the Union Army, these are armed forces. They defeated slavery. It was the armed forces in the greatest generation that vanquished the Nazis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, special forces hunting down people responsible for 9/11. So what happened, of course, is he starts speaking out like that, and he criticizes people who denigrate America. Yet, because they don't seem to understand, he didn't use this term, exceptionality. So what happens, of course, is these bots, these fake Twitter accounts, and this is an important thing for your listeners to understand. It is easy with technology to control thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of fake Twitter accounts. Mm-hmm. And so a room or a group of 50 people can look like millions. Mm-hmm. And they do this on the left. They've mastered it. They're very good at it. And they swarm like insects on the social media. And so that's what the cancel culture always starts with. And so they tried to hurt Chris Pratt. He sloughs them off like a superhero.
Just like a little unnecessary bug on the shoulder. Just flick it off. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, he's just too strong for them. Mm-hmm. And I'm really gratified that there's some people on Twitter that are exposing this. Because, for example, they'll have a message. So the message might be, and we're seeing this message on social media, hey, we need to have mandatory vaccines for everyone. Mm. And all of a sudden, you'll see the exact same wording, the exact same messaging appearing on all these different Twitter accounts. And that's how you know this is not real. It's technology. And so what people are doing is they're posting all these different Twitter accounts with the exact same message. And that's what happened. And a lot of times, of course, these people are hacked and they use profanity, and it's just really been. And Chris Pratt was targeted in the past because there was a fundraiser for Joe Biden and he didn't show up. It was a virtual event. Mm-hmm. And so they said, oh, he must be a secret Trump supporter. And they started to attack him and spread that all over, although he never really talks politics per se or who he's for. But what he does talk about is the fact that he's a Christian, that he loves Jesus, and he has the most compelling testimony. This guy was homeless, living in a van in a place you know well, in Maui, Hawaii, working as a waiter.
Right.
And he was out partying every night because he was a young guy and, you know, what people do. And some stranger came up to him and said, what are you doing tonight? And he asked him, are you going to go out and commit sin? Are you going to go out and drink? Are you gonna? And Chris Pratt said, yeah, I'm doing all of that. And the guy said, I'd rather you come with me. And Chris looked at this guy, and he went with this stranger, and the stranger took him through the scripture, introduced him to Christ, and Chris's heart was moved, and he changed. He accepted that Jesus died for him personally, and next thing you know, he says he was stuffing envelopes for this guy's organization. The organization was Jews for Jesus. And so he's an So this makes him automatically an enemy. He's been out publicly saying, as a matter of fact, there was an awards ceremony where the Teen Choice Awards, which is kind of a fake awards thing, mm-hmm. but he got up there on television and said, I would not be here with the ease and grace I have in my heart without my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is a top paid actor in Hollywood, and God is protecting him. Because,
boy, he is, no doubt. Yep.
Yeah, because he continues to just go along, and, you know, he's involved with incredible philanthropy and has a reputation for really being a good guy. I mean, he has one problem, you know, with his father-in-law. He may not get along with him on everything because his father-in-law is Arnold Schwarzenegger. So, you know, that's the only, but no, I think they get along fine. But anyway, it's just, it's inspiring, and it shows where the priorities should be.
Well, I'm sure Chris has shared with him the power of redemption and God's grace and mercy to Arnold Schwarzenegger. And we shall see what we shall see. You also, speaking of superheroes, Dean Cain, you write about here this week, who gained a whole lot of fame when he starred in the hit 90s TV series Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. And he went head-to-head with Captain America.
Well, what it is, you know, by the way, Dean Cain, I know there's been a lot of people playing Superman, but he's my favorite.
Yes.
I really thought, even though, you know, that show was on a few seasons, it should have lasted longer. But while it was on, it drew more than 15 million viewers, and it established Dean Cain, for better or for worse. You know, he got typecast, by the way, this guy played football in college. He was so good at free safety. He signed with the Buffalo Bills. There was an injury at camp, and, you know, football's loss was Hollywood's gain.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he happened to see there's a new woke comic from Marvel, and those are very influential because the comics lead to the scripts. Mm-hmm. And the comic has a woke Captain America who's putting down America and saying that the American dream isn't really there. And, I mean, it's like, all of a sudden, Marvel Comics are being written by Ocasio-Cortez.
What do they go, 16, 19 all of a sudden? Oh, hey, by the way, I got to tell you, it took me a while to adjust, you know, the different pop. And I agree that modern day Dean Cain, but of course, as a kid, you know, we grew up with George Reeves. And so Dean Cain had to overcome a lot because, you know, Reeves was the, you know, he was the iconic Superman until he came on the scene. So I would agree with you.
Well, let's put it this way. That I liked Christopher Reeve as well.
Yes.
And I like the superhero sagas, and I think they're metaphors for what we were talking about, good versus evil.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about Dean Cain, there was something, I don't know what it was about George Reeves, but that goes all the way back. I mean, that show was great. It was in black and white, and it's the original.
Yes.
But George Reeves had a troubled life, and he sometimes, I think it came through where he seemed to have a bit of angst when he shouldn't have on that show. But Dean Cain comes across as the real Boy Scout that he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when he talks about truth, justice, and the American way, well, that's in his heart. And so this is what, you know, he actually said these words, which you can't say. He said, America is the greatest country in history.
Well, we got to leave it there, James, until the next time we get together. Always a joy. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, James Herson, right here. Thank you, James. Take care. God bless.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who
was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dozens of Democrats from the Texas House of Representatives ran away from the state on Monday in an attempt to prevent quorum and block new voting integrity laws. Instead of attending a special legislative session, the Texas House Democrats are in Washington, D.C. to delay the vote as long as they can. President Biden responds to thousands of Cubans taking to the streets to protest their government's failure to provide the most basic of items.
Folks, I want to start by recognizing the remarkable protests that are taking place in Cuba. The Cuban people demanding their freedom from an authoritarian regime. And I don't think we've seen anything like this protest in a long, long time.
Amnesty International said in a statement Monday that it received reports of excessive use of force after thousands of people demonstrated against the communist government across Cuba on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Jeff Kemp joins us. Yes, the former NFL QB and, of course, a ministry leader who's focused on strengthening men, marriages, and families. Hey, Jeff, how are we doing, buddy?
Really well. Bill, I'm kind of fired up this morning, so if you give me a little bit of the time here to run a few plays, okay. I would appreciate it.
All right. Hey, we're going to Audible. We're going to Audible, yeah. So whatever you call, I'm with you. Go.
Okay, well, I knew you wanted to talk about fatherhood and the deficit of fatherhood, which is actually greater than the $3 trillion deficit every year we're running, because this deficit hits the heart of boys and girls, of teenagers, of adult children. It hits the heart of single moms that are struggling to raise their own kids, and it hits the heart of dads that aren't connected to their kids and feel distanced or like they blew it or they're disqualified. And I think we solve this problem by each of us individually remembering that fatherhood is at the center of existence. God Almighty is a father. Jesus called God the Father, my father, Abba, Tender, Papa, Daddy. And God invites us to talk to him and approach him, who is holy, perfect, just. Yes, he will punish. Of course, he punished his son, Jesus, so that we don't have to face our punishment. But if we will come to him personally, this father can heal all these human wounds that we've received from our human dad, who was an imperfect person, right? In an imperfect world, and we're imperfect. But part of the reason I'm so fired up is right now I just was reading a Facebook post by my little brother, Jimmy, and I was writing my own about my dad, who was born today. In 1935, July 13th, and
my mom's birthday as well, Jeff. By the way,
really,
it was my mom's birthday.
I honor your mom, and I honor women and moms equally, along with dads. But this is a moment where I'm saying thank you, God, thank you, Father, thank you, Abba, for giving me an imperfect but wonderful, wonderful, amazing, loving father, Jack Kemp. And the one word for him, Bill, is lift.
Yes.
Lift. He always brought a sunny, optimistic disposition and hope that we could make the future better. And I think my dad lived by the Gideon principle. He loved Judaism. He loved the scriptures. And going back to the Jewish family of blessing your sons, the greatest example was, I think it was Jesus himself, the angel of the Lord, showed up to this young, scared man, Gideon. And before he was a great general and leader for Israel, he was hiding in a wine press. And that's when the angel of the Lord said, "Oh, Gideon, the Lord is with you, great and valiant warrior, mighty man of valor." My dad spoke those type of words over Jennifer, Judith, Jimmy, and myself, and really anyone who ever heard him at a speech, any underdog, any oppressed minority, anyone who hadn't found the chance to live the American dream yet. And he felt it was possible and wanted to open up those opportunities to people. And probably the main memory I want to leave with our listeners of my dad is the last words I ever heard him say to me. I was in Bethesda, Maryland. We were laying on his bed. He was about 5 days away from passing from cancer. And he was a kind of at peace, probably 60 pounds lighter and didn't have any of that big, amazing shock of white hair anymore. Mm-hmm. But he reached his arm over, grabbed my forearm gently as he had many times, but not as strong as he used to be able to. And he prayed over me.
Oh, wow.
And he said, "Dear God, help Jeff remember his talent, who he is. Help him remember the force for good he is in the world. And help us both remember the only thing that matters is thy will be done." Mm. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. And those were the last words I heard from my dad. He affirmed my identity, my purpose to make the world better, serve God, and that the pressure wasn't on me. This isn't a performance game. This isn't a solo sport. God is in charge, and so he finished it with, "Help us both remember, your will, Father, is the only thing that matters, and you are in charge." And those were the last words I heard from Dad. You know what? I just want to encourage dads. You matter. You make a difference. Go apologize to your kids. Go rebuild a relationship with a grown child of yours. Start loving them again. Tell your story. Admit your weaknesses. Affirm them. Encourage them. Pray over them. Pray for them. Bless them. And be an encourager. That's what the world needs. That's what daddies are all about. And I'm so thankful for mine.
And you're so, Jeff, thank you so much for being so transparent and vulnerable and sharing that. That is, that is beyond touching. But it brings to mind that the Father in heaven, which Jesus said, which I think is quite interesting, and I always pause when I come to that point, when they refer to Jesus as Father, and he says, "Oh, no." He goes, "There's only one Father." And the title of Father, and as you listed, Abba, Father, Daddy, Pop, you know, that whole relationship is unique to God because of the characteristics of fatherhood. And what all dads should remember here, and I understand, look, at many of us can carry a heavy heart because we have a dysfunctional relationship with one of the kids. And that can be very, very difficult and cause a lot of pain. But what Jeff is saying and what his dad said days before his passing is that it's not over. It's not over. That if you follow God's example, that, you know, God is a redeeming God. He is a God of life. I mean, think about that. He's not a God of death. He's a God of life. He projects life and hope. You know, like Jeremiah says, I know, God says, I know the plans I have for you. For good, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope, right? Exactly.
Yep. Bill, as I wrap up, I'd love for people to get encouragement on fatherhood from the team I'm a part of called the Fatherhood Commission. So to anyone who cares about fatherhood or wants help or encouragement or hope, go to fatherhoodcommission.com, and you're going to see a lot of resources, and you're going to learn about an amazing documentary called Show Me the Father that tells this story of an amazing, perfect Heavenly Father who heals these broken earthly relationships. And there's actually an amazing story about Dylan McCullough and Sherman Smith, two NFL guys, one of them Sherman, I know, who have a fatherhood story that'll blow you away. And then you'll find resources to support fatherhood at fatherhoodcommission.com. And this documentary is coming out September 10th in theaters, Show Me the Father. And I urge everyone to go see it. It'll change your life. It'll give you hope. It'll improve your fathering. And it probably will drive you closer to the Heavenly Father, Papa, Abba, that you and I, Bill, are so grateful to know and be loved Amen. By that Father.
You know, it's amazing. You say, Show Me the Father. Now, is this the same documentary that the Kendrick brothers have been working on?
Yes, this is Stephen
okay.
and Alice Kendrick.
Yes,
they're
right.
part of the Fatherhood Commission.
Okay.
They built this documentary. They're actually going to release Courageous Legacy movie in
the following
October,
month.
On the 15th.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
On the 10th of September, go to the theaters that weekend, because the more people that see it, the more lives that are changed, and secondly, the longer they'll play that movie, and it'll reach more people. So you can find out all about it at fatherhoodcommission.com. And the story, it'll have you in tears. There's a few amazing stories about reconciliation and father turnaround. So there's hope for all of us, and I honor my daddy, Jack, today on his birthday.
Well, amen. Happy birthday, Jack. And,
my mom did a good job helping him be a good dad. They take the team, and she was a superstar.
Yeah, because she saw the blitzes coming. See, she saw them coming and said, hey, get ready.
Dad wasn't a real balanced guy. He lived a wild, traveling, big picture life, and my mom really helped him be the best dad he could. Dinner every night, family vacations, telling him what's going on with the kids, covering for him when he was gone. But he made some huge efforts to be at all of our events, loved bringing the family together, loved big reunions, loved getting us together to ski and to be at the beach together and just have dinner together and laugh at his kids and love with his kids. He was a great daddy.
Well, Jeff Kemp, there's a lot going on right now. It just seems that we've got a lot of things vectoring in on fatherhood. It's the season, isn't it? I mean, God is doing something here with fathers. And I would say for us guys that maybe feel like, hey, you've blown it, that there's no hope for you. With God, there's always hope. Jeff Kemp, thank you so much for being with us.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the 5-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. Finance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the finance law number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Don't we love that about God? I'll tell you, he is speaking. You know, the question is, are we listening? Can we hear his voice at a time when we really need to hear his voice? You know, kind of like what, you know, we were referring to just a moment ago with Jeff Kemp about fatherlessness. You know, God is speaking to us. There's something right now, I got to tell you, in the spiritual realm that is causing attention to fathers. And to sons. We may be very well on the eve, as God had predicted, that there would be that time where the sons would turn to the fathers and the fathers would turn to the sons. Maybe that's what's going on, because there is a lot of attention that is happening. You know, movies, this documentary that's coming out in September from the Kendricks brothers. First time they've done a documentary. And it's on fatherhood. This is so cool. And I can't wait for you to see it. And there's other movies. There's been books written on the impact of fatherlessness. And it just seems to be converging for a time such as this, as we would say. I know sometimes we hear that and we, oh, how trite, Bill. You know, everybody says that in the Christian vernacular for a time such as this. But as we were talking yesterday, if you missed the interview, this is worth, you know, checking out. Jonathan Evans, who is the son and a former NFL fullback for the Dallas Cowboys. And he's also one of the sons of the inimitable Dr. Tony Evans. And he's written a book, Your Time Is Now, Get What God Has Given You. Great interview and a great discussion about these times. And I think as we're coming to, as some would consider, the last of the last days, time is really important, I believe. I think we need to really focus on the significance of this appointed time and how God is speaking to us and what it's all about. With us right now is, I'm going to let you ponder on that, and then I'm also going to let you smile a little bit because we've got Samantha Mao. She's the good news girl. When you go to BillMartinezShow.com, you look for Sam's Corner, and right there, all these great stories that remind you that regardless of what the media would want us to believe, that our country and America has gone to hell in a handbasket, you might be surprised
at the great stories that happen every day that don't make the headlines. But let me tell you, you know, when you hear about them, suddenly the headlines that you're reading mean so little. Like, for example, first of all, let's bring Sam on. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, as always, and I always look forward to our time together. And this first story is, it sounds like almost like an opener to a joke. You got a bathroom chat that led to two coworkers saving each other's husbands. What happened here?
I kind of feel like this sounds, it could also be the opening to like maybe a Hallmark movie or something like that, because it's just like, how does
probably better yet, the Hallmark movie, yes.
Yes, it's just like such an interesting story. What are the chances? Tia Wimbush and Susan Ellis, they both worked at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, and their husbands both needed a new kidney. Well, they had always kind of seen each other at work and kind of passed with like smiling glances and, you know, really never knew each other that well until last September, where they both happen to be in the bathroom and they're washing their hands. And, you know, sometimes women like to chat in the bathroom, and one thing led to another. And so what happened was one of them starts talking about, you know, well, Tia starts talking about that her husband, they're going through the transplant evaluation process. And they find out that Tia is a match for Susan's husband, and Susan is a match for Tia's husband. So they end up contacting the coordinator and asking if they're going to be, if they would be able to donate kidneys to each other's husbands. And they were. And they've had the surgery. Everybody, all the surgeries went well for all four of them. And now the couple have become, they said, even beyond friends, which
I bet
is a connection that is going to last a lifetime. Can you imagine? I'm wondering what the husband thought when they came home. Like, how do you find a kidney like that? That is amazing.
In the bathroom. Doesn't everybody find one in the bathroom?
I know. Well, you wonder how many people maybe come in contact with each other and don't just have that conversation. And, you know, I feel like it was kind of a God thing to put those two women in that bathroom on that day, washing their hands and feeling like opening up for the first time during that conversation, and for it to you know, change their lives. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of makes you think we should talk to strangers more. You never know what's going on and who might be able to help who and who
exactly.
You might be able to help.
Well, and that's the thing. You always look for that, you know, I call it that divine appointment, you know, that God has orchestrated. But if we're not open, if our eyes are not open to it and we're not sensitive to it, we miss the very thing that we're looking for. It's right before your eyes. It's amazing. You know, I've got to apologize to you, Sam, because I've been wanting to, you know, give you a heads up on a story. I don't know if you saw this or not. America's Got Talent. There was an episode about this singer here, Matt Mauser. His wife was on the helicopter with Kobe Bryant and his daughter.
Aww.
And of course they passed, right? And right. Here it is a year later, and Matt is pursuing their dream. They had met, I guess they had met in one of his, you know, singing engagements. He was from my old area of Southern California, Orange County, California, and he played in clubs there, and they met, and anyway, they, you know, came together, had a family. He put his, you know, his musical talent to the side and, you know, raising a family, and, you know, recently it came up that he should, you know, he should really look at, you know, pursuing his career around. Well, of course, his wife dies. And, oh, Sam, you watch this video of him singing Against All Odds, the Phil Collins cover. You are in tears. I mean, this guy, how he was able to get through the song. And the judges were just overwhelmed. I mean, first with the story here, you know, this national, international story of Kobe Bryant and, you know, his wife. And really, this is a family that gave to the community, that served and just really had hearts of service toward the community and to their family and this. And wow, it's really a special. So I apologize to you because I meant to bring that to your attention, and we need to include that at Sam's Corner. Matt Mauser, and he brings a heartbreaking story and an emotional performance to America's Got Talent. Wow. And the thing is
The guy's talented. He is genuinely gifted. I don't know what, I mean, he's 51 years old, and some people say, whoa, I mean, you know, when it comes to a music career, you're a little late in doing that. Well, hey, look it. With God, you're never too late, and God only knows what's going to happen with Matt Mauser's career, but we wish he and his family all the best as they continue, you know, to get through this heartbreaking story that... you know, they've been living, but highly recommend it. We ought to get that connected to Sam's Corner as well. Is that okay?
Oh, that sounds great. And I love stories like that. And that's one of the reasons the shows like America's Got Talent are so cool, because you get to see people's stories, and you get to see these talents that you would have never gotten to see otherwise. And,
oh, yeah.
I can't wait to see his performance.
Yeah, exactly. It's always the stories behind the talent, right, that just make way so special. This next story, you got a doctor who's been showing up after weddings to bring back flowers to patients.
This actually started when she was a BCU medical student. BCU is actually where my husband happens to work. I found the story before I even knew this. This has been making national headlines. Eleanor Love, which I think her name is perfect, she started the Simple Sunflower. It's a service that delivers flowers. It's like she takes them from weddings, and she delivers them to patients at hospitals. And if you've ever been to a hospital, you know, it can be a place that's not, you know, always full of a lot of hope and joy. You know, it can just be hard when you're there. Even you
sure.
come out and you're healthy, it's difficult to be there. And something like a surprise bouquet of flowers can really lift your spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she started doing this. She worked at a flower service when she was up in Philadelphia and also helping patients. And she just kind of saw that there could be a connection there. So she decided when she got here to Virginia to start, you know, reaching out to wedding coordinators and asking, you know, do you have any leftover flowers? And, you know, everybody got on board. And so she gets BCU's volunteer services to start helping out, too. And the Simple Sunflower was born. And I just think... I really think that there's something about getting a gift like that, or, you know, there is something to patient spirits being lifted or people feeling positive that genuinely has health benefit to it.
Yes.
And I just love what she's doing. I think it's such a cool idea. I think maybe other places around the country should try to do the same thing.
Well, as word gets out, I'm sure somebody will follow their lead. You mentioned that your husband's a doctor, so this next story must have got his attention as well. Death rates are declining for many common cancers in the U.S., according to this one report. What's going on?
That's right. So 11 out of the 19 most common cancers for men and 14 out of the 20 most common for women, the death rates have decreased over the past recent years. And my husband, you know, he was talking about it too. It's going down across the board. We're seeing it happen, and they're really making progress. And that's good news for everybody who's ever had a cancer diagnosis or loved somebody. And that's
wow.
pretty much everyone we know. And, you know, that's great news, and we just hope it keeps getting better.
Exactly. 30 seconds left. We've got a young man raises $39,000 for kids with cancer by cutting off his beloved 19-inch afro. 20 seconds left, Sam. Go ahead.
Okay, Kieran Weiss, he spent 6 years growing this afro with the intentions of donating to charity. He's going to the U.S. Air Force Academy, and he decided to cut it. He wanted to... get $1,000 an inch, and so far he's gotten, you know, almost twice that.
Exactly. That is awesome.
He's really good in it.
Gotta leave it there. She's the good news girl. Now you know why.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence.